You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's 9 minutes past four, and as promised, we have a remarkable lady in the studio with us. Her name is Odette Butcher, and she's going to be speaking to us about digital transformation, how to revolutionize yourself and digitize your business. Now, this is a lady that I've known for some years, and she is part of the fabric of Zone Radio, having gone back, her association with goes back pretty much to the beginning, to the Edgemead days, and Odette is a very, very good friend of this radio station. But she is somebody whom I respect, and my respect is based not only on the person that she is, but also the way that she has this sort of go-getter kind of approach to life. If she sets her mind to it, she generally achieves it. And what she is passionate about now is sharing her experience and how she's been able to revolutionize her business, and also how she's been able to reinvent herself. She's sitting in the studio with me right now. Hello, Odette.
Hey, Richard. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I had no choice.
Well, I think you did. You approached me.
Did I approach you?
Yes, you did.
I approached you many times and I've been rejected. So.
There you go. Certainly not for this sort of type of discussion.
Before we go any further, before we go into the actual topic itself, and I know that this afternoon is more of a general sort of background as to what you're going to be doing over the next weeks and months here on Zone Radio, tell people a little bit about yourself.
Well, I just wanted to chat today and just give a brief introduction to myself and also where I met yourself and Judy. Mm. It actually all started when we were having our cup of coffee together opposite the family business, which is where it all began for me. When I was eight, my mum and dad had a family business for 25 years. It was very successful, and it came up against all odds, against the big Pick and Pay and Checkers. And so we began our journey as Canadians here in South Africa. My mum and dad, we're from a family of five kids, and they had obviously lots of mouths to feed, and life was busy. And I started serving customers from the age of eight and learning the ropes of how it is to run a small business and the struggles that you face, as well as the challenges and the successes of being in a family business, which was quite nostalgic when I was sitting chatting to you and Judy there, as you had approached me to see if I would take a slot on your show to share with others about digital marketing and how to transact online. And then from about 17, I left home. I escaped the valley. I couldn't wait to leave. And off to London I went, and I worked there for 10 years for the world's biggest investment banks. I had absolutely no tertiary education, and I still don't. I'm completely self-taught, but somehow I muddled through, and I managed through 10 years working for just the best of the best, and I got the best training ever and was totally up for it. Traveled a lot, saw so many amazing places, and arrived back in 2005, I think it was, and set up my own little online business, which was pretty much just a hobby type of business, selling gift experiences, all of which I was actually quite terrified of doing myself. So anyway, the years progressed, and I had a couple of kids, I got divorced, and I was left with, you know, facing this fear that I have, this deep fear of being destitute. And I thought, gosh, what is it that I'm going to do now? I'm going to have to take this little hobby business that I've created and really make something of it. And so I started doing all of the activities that I was selling online. I was driving Ferraris. I was jumping out of planes. I was flying planes, doing cooking lessons. I was quad biking, horse biking, doing all this horse riding, should I say. And so my confidence grew. And so the business began. It was a very challenging business to have, because there's absolutely no need in purchasing activities. It's all completely non-essential, which is probably one of the most stupid things I could have chosen, is to have a business that no one actually needs. But somehow, in the 7 years after my divorce, I managed to build the business here in SA by 500% in terms of our annual turnover. And that was during a recession, and I always have to throw in load shedding as well, because I think business owners know just how challenging it is to build a business and just run a business when there's no lights on. And then, of course, you know, I've had the business for 16 years now, and COVID arrives last year, and I pretty much was, you know, waxing it. I just had such a cool family, robust family income coming in. I was styling it on annual holidays every year. Mind you, I was by myself, but I mean, I was able to afford pretty much every, you know, anything that I saw I could buy for myself and my boys. And then COVID came. And wow, what a wake-up call for so many of us. And I was faced again with this complete fear of just, you know, losing everything. And my income was turned off literally overnight because we're reliant on tourism, events, and hospitality. And I know that so many people who are listening today will understand that and will have walked the same journey with me, because so many of us have been affected by COVID, you know, destroying our businesses. And yeah, I had many dark moments last year, many, as I'm sure many others have had. And I remember spending hours and hours on Nordic Beach, going up and down, running up and down there. Everyone was like, you can't run on there, it's so dangerous. And I was like, I don't care. Nothing's going to happen to me. I've got to go clear my head. And you know, being 45 this year, I thought to myself, gosh, you know, I'm redundant. Like, what am I going to do now? This is over. No one's going to want me. I can't get a job. I can't even become a waitress, you know, type of thing. And then, and so it began. I just thought to myself, sure, I might be 45, but every single thing that I've learned up until this moment, from the age of 8, working in a home business, a family business, then in the UK for, you know, the world's best investment banks, and now having my own business for the past 16 years, that has to count for something. My intellectual property and my experience and all my skills, even though I don't have a tertiary education, it has to count for something. And so the next sort of revolution within myself began, and just reinventing myself to say, okay, well, celestial gifts is currently, you know, abandoning ship at the moment. There's nothing happening there, but what else can I do? And basically what I can do is help people to do to their business online what I've done to mine. And those are the skills that are so invaluable right now, is how to get our businesses online, get ourselves online, because we're also now faced with outcome-based employment, where we're now going to be paid based on the deliverables that we are offering our customers. And it's how to just package ourselves beautifully and digitize ourselves and get our names out there, as well as all of our achievements and all the things that we're good at. Remembering that if they are factual, it's not bragging. And these are big things that we face, especially in our generation, of like, you know, well, you know, you don't want to broadcast anything about yourself because, you know, it means that you're a braggart or you're precocious or whatever. But we really need to dig deep and find these key elements within ourselves that are actually worth others buying from us to do for them. So last year, with a lot of spare time on my hands, I completely ripped apart my business. And just started rebuilding it from the ground up, just getting rid of all the things that we no longer need, which is something that I'm also learning, is that, you know, let go of what no longer works. What is no longer working, just let go and let's embrace something new. So we are migrating to a new platform at the moment. And it really gave me the opportunity to look at, you know, our sales figures, our all of our overhead expenses. And I have actually come to the conclusion that I'm pretty much working for everybody else. You know, you're going to work every day and you have this super amazing turnover, but pretty much all of it is going to SARS or your suppliers, your staff, your experts. And you're like, no, we need to be working a whole lot more smarter. So that's kind of where I'm heading. And I also had the opportunity to put together, which is what I would love to share with the Zone Radio listeners. It comes in two parts. So the first part is what I call mind before business. So for me, it's all of the soft skills that are necessary in order to run a business or to start a business or to become an entrepreneur. And these are big aha moments that I've learned over the years and actually from my parents who were running their business. So they can be applied to all sorts of businesses, not just modern day businesses. And then also the other part of the episode. So on the second Wednesday of the month, we'll talk about mind before business, getting our minds into gear so that we can operate better or start a business or become an entrepreneur. And then the second episode that we have together will be about digital transformation. So we're going to chat about really cool apps, some digital marketing, online advertising, some wonderful ways that I'm engaging with South African clients right now. A lot is happening on WhatsApp, challenging our mindset when it comes to how we're doing business in terms of like, you know, let's do it the way our customers want to do it and not necessarily the way we've programmed that it should be done. So it's overcoming some of those mind shifts that we have to make, which literally just opens the doors to more customers. And for me, it has been WhatsApp for Business. Mm. So that will just be a whole new session that we'll have. How cool WhatsApp for Business is. There's some really handy little apps that you can use to get yourself all nice and professional and online, you know, sharing invoices and bookings and, you know, booking calls and stuff like that at the touch of a button. And, you know, I hope to explain it in a very simplistic way because I am or I have been a digital dinosaur, and I was not born with a cell phone in my hand, as I'm sure most of us who are listening have not. So it can be terrifying, and my objective is to unpack it and make it really easy for us so that we're willing to make some changes and just look a whole lot better online, a lot more professional, and give ourselves a facelift.
It's interesting what you say. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to mention the name of your mom and dad's business, because I was in discussion with somebody and I said to them, that business used to belong to Dad's parents. For the life of me, I can't think of the name of it.
It was called the Fishhook Farm Store, and we were here for 25 years before they closed it. So it was a really amazing family business, and it provided well for a family of seven because we were five children.
And your business, you mentioned it in conversation, your business is the original business when we got to know you was Celestial Gifts, which is quite amazing business because it had you had the ability to go online and buy a gift for somebody and send it off. And we used that service ourselves a couple of times and it was quite remarkable. But as you say, it was based on those experiences being able to happen. Yes. And also people coming in from overseas to do those experiences in this country. And, of course, when COVID came, that flattened everything. And you've been able to reinvent yourself. And that's a story that we're going to tell. And you're going to take people through the process of how you did that. And they can learn from what you've done. So they themselves don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's somebody here who's already invented the wheel. They can just hitch a ride.
Well, I'm certainly trying. We'll see if it works, Richard.
But you talk about online and you talk about going online and that's before this mind before business is something that really you're going to go into more detail about in the next session. And today's session, folks, is just generally a setting the scene kind of discussion. But I want to focus a little bit on the digital side. You speak about putting businesses online and getting an online presence for business and that type of thing. Is it true that sometimes the business doesn't lend itself to being online, but then the person who's driving the business becomes the online presence that attracts people to the store, if that makes any sense?
Yes, because, you know, this is another area that's a challenge, is they encourage business owners not to work in their business, and they tell us to work on our business, but I am the perfect example, as are my parents, of that. You know, people come into your business to be with the owner. That's who they do business with. Business is all about relationships, and that will never die. And I think no matter how much we read about digital marketing, throwing all of our money at advertising. People love a story. Mm. They buy the story, they buy the owner, and it really is the owner as well as their key services, or what we call their hero products, that attract people through the front door. So it is about having a personality behind the business, or at the very least, having a beautiful story that weaves its way through every element of the business. And that's what we take online that people find so attractive. Because I'm finding over the years, as I advertise and boost posts and generally engage online, people are very interesting, and we can just really sense when something is not real. And I'm finding more than ever, people online, we want real. We don't want Hollywood. We don't want shop, Photoshop, like you teased me about earlier with my picture. people want real. And I think if you can bring that out with all that you do in your business, you will attract the right customers to your business and you'll do well. So don't be false, you know, be who you are as a business owner, be who you are as a customer support agent, and really bring the story of your business and all the stories of the customers through the business as well. I mean, for me at the moment, I am no longer the face of the business as I used to be during all the experiences. You'll probably notice on social media, I'm not doing them anymore because my customers are now doing them and they are selling the experiences. It's no longer me. So that shift has now happened.
You've also done some crazy things in your time.
Not really.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've been running through the desert all on your own, and you've challenged yourself outside of business, but it has been a part of your business learning. You mentioned something quite interesting to us when we were having that chat over coffee, that you're not afraid to die.
And
you want to, so you're going into some quite dangerous situations. Leave me alone, I'm running on Nordic Beach, it's not safe, I'll be fine. You put yourself in those situations, and you have a belief that if it's your turn, it's your turn, but you're going to be doing what you want to do. And you feel that way. That's how people should be dealing with their business too.
You know what? I'm not scared. I'm not scared. And I think it's when you've had the rug pulled from beneath you, when you have those huge aha moments in your life. It could be a divorce. It could be a court case. Maybe you lose all of your money. And then with COVID, it's like, there is no other way. You're already in the trenches. You cannot go any deeper than you are right now. And that's why I'm like, I'm not scared. We've just got to go for this and do whatever we can to make money or just get ourselves out there. What's the worst thing that could happen? Now, I always think of consequences when I'm about to do something. And I think, if I didn't do this, what's the worst thing that could happen? And I'm thinking about a moment in my life when I was on a boat in the Maldives and we went snorkeling. And the skipper, we sailed past this massive school of giant manta rays. And I remember the skipper said, guys, we're on our way home now. You can all jump off and go and swim and, you know, enjoy the manta rays. Guess who was the last one on the boat who refused to jump off? That was me. And I remember other times in my life as well where I had these opportunities and I just said no. And I'm no longer going to do that because I only disappoint myself, you know? And like when you and Judy approached me, I mean, 10 years ago, do you think I would have accepted that opportunity?
I think it would have been taken more convincing.
Yeah, I was just like, why not? Let's just do this.
Yeah,
let's do this. Let's throw caution into the wind.
Look, I think people, if anybody wants to WhatsApp, just by the way, the number 072-447-8044, and you can ask Odette a question. The other thing that strikes me about you is that in getting to know you over the 10 years that we've known one another, it's always been celestial gifts and nothing else.
That's right.
And now I see that there's less focus on that and more and a spread focus on other business activities as well. So you've kind of put yourself in a position where not all the eggs in one basket.
That's right.
Yeah. Was that part of your awakening during COVID, or how did that come about?
Absolutely. I mean, I thought I was totally styling with my digital nomad business, that I could just take anywhere and just operate anywhere. I had no idea that what I was selling, you know, relied on tourism in order to operate. So yes, I think a really, really big thing as a main part of digital transformation, especially with employment. I mean, there's no loyalty or devotion anymore either, where people are being made retrenched left, right, and center, is that we actually need to diversify. We need to have multiple streams of income, because income is clearly seasonal. You know, if you watch the stock markets, like when I was in banking, the amount of stock market crashes that I lived through, that I worked through, and the markets go up, and so they go down. And it's the same thing with the different sectors that we're working in. You know, at the moment, there's certain sectors that are really booming. Well, hey, you know, tourism, events and hospitality, we're bleeding out. We're all dying. So, yes, I think it is a very, very good idea and mandatory. It's a future-proofing technique to have multiple streams of income, so that if something similar, God help us, was to happen again, that, you know, as one income switches off, another one kicks in. And that obviously takes some planning and a whole lot of thinking and some digging deep. But as long as that we're aware of it and we start putting these steps into place, then hopefully we prevent a bit of the shock should similar happen in the future.
And these don't have to be big capital outlay kind of businesses, do they?
No.
No,
so they don't.
So tell people, you've got Celestial Gifts, that you is the platform that you're now transitioning. Am I right?
Yes. So,
but what else it is that you do?
So basically, from Celestial Gifts, what we created during lockdown was an e-commerce digital agency. So we can support you with all of your e-commerce needs, from digital design to digital marketing, e-commerce coaching, overall business and digital online coaching, really. We can help you with online advertising and all of the things that you would need to get your business online and to assist make a success of it, as well as social media management, search engine optimization, web development. And then there's this other really, really cool concept that I came across during lockdown, which was quite a moment for me. I came across this UK company called Ready Made Stores. And what they sell are ready-made stores delivered to you within 24 hours that, you know, it's live and active, and you can start selling worldwide within 24 hours. And it comes with either, you know, 200, 500, or, you know, 10,000 products that are pre-populated into the online shop. And for me, even if I was never to use one of those online shops, I actually bought one for my sons to teach them how to do e-commerce. And I thought, gosh, you know, it is such exceptional value for money that they have put all of this together for their customers. And they're focusing a lot on South Africa at the moment. And actually, they approached me late last year and asked me to be their ambassador. So I'm doing a lot of coaching for them in the evenings, online, helping them with webinars and basically training their customers to learn how to use their online shops. Because it's all fine and well having an e-commerce platform and, you know, having that, but then you do need to know how to use it, how to look after it, and how to grow it and build it and maintain it. So that's something that I've branched out into.
It's an interesting concept, and I know down the line we'll be speaking about that in more detail. But all of this stuff, this webinars, the online communications and things, these are things that were not, I know you.
Yeah, I told you.
These were not things
I'm
that.
I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah, that you would have even understood if I, a year ago I would have known more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And yet you've had this ability to get your head around these things to the point where you are doing webinars, where, you know, I wouldn't even know now how to log on to a webinar, let alone present one. So was it intimidating, and how did you motivate yourself to keep pushing into this area of intellectual black hole where almost and come out of it seeing the light?
I think, you know, I've overcome my obstacles to learning actually in the last year, and I've discovered how, look, it's very easy for people within the e-commerce and digital arena to make people like ourselves feel very overwhelmed and intimidated and terrified of what's ahead. But the more and more I was digging into my business, I had the time to dig into my business on every single level, figure it all out, you know, rip it apart, rebuild it. I did some online Google courses, some Instagram, some Facebook courses. It's all been set up so simplistically for us. Mm. It's really, really easy to understand. And I just grew my confidence more and more, because don't forget the turnover that I've been making for my business. That's me as a sales lady. I've just been selling. Mm. All I've been selling are experiences. I had no idea how my platform was working. I had a very small handful of specialists over the years who have helped me, and they've had their own businesses, so it means they haven't been able to focus on it 100%. But this is the first time I've been able to look at it, and it's not actually all that terrifying. And I'm thinking of a moment that I was asked about in another interview that I had with Cape Town, etc., and they said, what is the biggest thing that your marathons abroad have learned, have taught you? And I will never, ever forget standing on the ice cap in the polar circle. It was minus 37 degrees. And I was on my own running, and I was just surrounded by the most iconic, majestic, beautiful icebergs. And I was completely on my own. And I thought to myself, this is easier than motherhood. This is easier than being a single mom. Mm. This is easier than being an entrepreneur. This is easier than just a day in the life of Odette and every other breadwinning adult out there. And I thought, all I'm doing is placing one foot in front of the other. That's all I'm doing. And if I keep doing that, eventually I'm going to get to the end and I can have a cup of tea and a hot shower. And so that's how I've taken on tackling my online platform and diversifying, is that I just keep telling myself, Odette, be patient, be kind to yourself, and just take one step at a time. And when it becomes too much, walk away from your desk and we'll try this again in an hour's time. And it works.
Be kind to yourself.
Yes. Be patient and be kind to yourself. You know, it's not easy for people in our generation to focus on digital transformation and digital techniques, but I believe we have no choice. I mean, we are facing another 15 years of working, 15 or 20 years
of
working. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that worries me. I'm like, what am I going to do for the next, how am I going to add value out there for the next 15 to 20 years? Mm. I have to upskill myself, or I'm going to be left behind, and I don't want to be left behind.
Is there a fear within you that says, I don't want to be left behind?
Yes, I have FOMO, massive FOMO.
FOMO.
Fear of missing out, of course. Absolutely, FOMO with everything. I don't want to be left behind, no.
So the fear is not a bad thing.
I use my fears to fuel me. So all of my fears fuel my successes.
And that's why you will run through the ice caps, and you will run through a marathon through the desert, and
yes,
that type of thing.
Yes.
Because that run through the desert was a scary business. I was worried you weren't coming back.
Yes, I was told not to go. Yeah. It was right in the middle of the ISIS crisis. Mm. And, of course, I tell my mum that I'm off to Jordan, and she's like, Jordan, the Middle East? I'm like, yeah, Jordan. And she's like, you can't go. I said, well, I'm going, and this is happening. And off I went. It was a very scary time in the Middle East. And I had the most incredible experience and holiday and race and adventure of a lifetime. I'll never forget it. Same with all of the other experiences that I've done. Because the thing is, if you face your fears and you follow through with them, the amount of fears that I have followed through with are actually quite boring when you reach the other side.
Mm. And less intimidating than you thought.
Exactly. So let's say you go and do something that terrifies you, and then you keep doing other things that terrify you. Quite often when you have finished the experience or whatever it is that you had to do, I personally look back and go, actually, that was kind of boring.
Mm. What was there to be scared of?
Exactly.
You used to call yourself the bucket list genie.
Yes.
Which I thought was a lovely name. Because it said so many things. It said something about you. It also said something about your offering.
Yes.
Are you still the bucket list genie?
Of course. And I will always be the bucket list genie. Always. And I will never ever stop doing amazing adventures. Even though it makes my family gray. My friends and family gray. I will continue to do it. I'm very, very passionate about experiences and just living out there. And more than ever, I just want to keep encouraging other people to have, to pursue those really cool things that they have on their list that they always want to do, because it is so achievable for all of us. Look, I mean, I'm not looking to go to the moon. I know I could never afford that or make that happen. But there's so many dreams, you know, career dreams, experiential dreams, holidays, whatever, things you want to do on your own as a couple with a family. They're actually more within your reach than what we give ourselves credit for. And I will stop at nothing to have them. Absolutely nothing.
Believe me, she means that. Here's a message. I like this lady's business approach. I agree in tapping in on your client base in a more like manner, human way.
Yes.
Sounds like just what I need. Yes. I was wondering about search engine optimization. She's going to be covering all of that, and she will get to those in a series. I mean, this is just the introduction to Odette. And in a couple of months' time, you're going to know this lady intimately, and you're going to know that she can help you. This lady saying, can't wait for Ursula, can't wait for contact details. What a motivational interview. And she says it's like cognitive behavior therapy. Face your fears.
Yes.
And those fears can be personal and can be business. We're going to be focusing a lot on the business stuff.
Yes.
But a lot of this can also be just flipped over to personal as well. And that brings me back to that issue of sometimes the business itself doesn't lend itself to being a digital business. But the person who is at the helm of that business can have that digital presence that attracts people to a business that probably won't function that. I'm trying to think of an example and not doing, let's talk about a tire shop. You need to take your car down there to have your tires fitted. It's not, you can't fit car tires online.
Yes. However, remember what we were discussing in, at the coffee shop. Yes. Maybe you know, you're limited to what digital presence that you can have. How many people have a Google My Business page, which is a free Google product? We were chatting about that and how powerful just having a verified Google My Business page is. So we're going to be unpacking all of those really simple tools that are actually at our fingertips for any type of business. This is not just about online shopping. This is about, like, for instance, you know, hairdressers and beauticians and plumbers and electricians. How can we get them, like, pimped up and digitized and looking cool and snappy online? I mean, there's nothing more impressive than seeing, you know, your hairdresser or your beautician sending you a nice invoice or a nice link where you can go and book your appointment, and everything is automated for them and all in one place. It's like we need to speed up and catch up and get current with some really cool apps that are available out there, and we'll all be able to figure it out.
I get the concept.
Cool. We're going to modernize you as well, Richard.
The add-ons in Photoshop,
No,
to do that have not yet been invented.
We're going to put a big unicorn on your head. We are going to digitize Richard. We are.
I got a message through here that says being a person is getting too complicated. Time to be a unicorn. So I just sent that. I don't know why, but they
how
did.
How random.
Yeah. Odette, I'm looking forward to the next couple of sessions, and we do appreciate the fact that you're prepared to give of your time.
Yes.
People are now they're asking how to get hold of you.
So they're welcome to just WhatsApp me. That's the easiest way for people to get hold of me.
That number?
So it's 0848-119163.
Again?
0848-119163.
Now, if you missed that, folks, look out for the podcast this evening. It will be up on the website and all of Odette's details will be there. So if you missed it now, you can go to the podcast this evening. Around half past seven, it should be up on the Zone Radio website, and you can contact her that way and talk to her. But, yeah, she's going to be with us for the next couple of months, I would imagine.
Can't wait.
Hey? Can't wait.
You and me.
You and me.
Every other Wednesday, just talking nonsense.
Well. I don't know about it being nonsense. I might talk nonsense, but I think what you're saying makes a whole lot of sense.
I hope so.
You're an inspiration, Odette Butcher. You really
are.
And I certainly hope that folks, the word will get out that you are doing these sessions on Zone Radio, and that more and more people will tune in to hear them. But not only that, tune in to interact with you and find
yes.
out more and ask you questions and engage with you.
I'm
really looking forward to that. All right, so that's it, folks. Look forward to 2 weeks' time, eh? You're back in 2 weeks' time, and you can join Odette and myself at the same time every second Wednesday when we're going to be talking about all of these things. And I'm really looking forward to the applications. I'm looking forward to all of that type of stuff.
The tools.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But more important than anything else, I'm looking forward to the sessions on mind before business.
Yes, shifting our mindset.
Yes, because that is, you know, apps are available. You can hook up with an app and you can learn to use an app. But sometimes that shifting mindset is more difficult to achieve for some than it is for others. And I know that you're able to talk people through techniques to do that. And I'm looking forward to those sessions.
Fabulous. Thanks, Richard.